What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On You and the Law this week, we explore two aspects of the National Solid Waste Management Act: illegal dumping and operating an illegal disposal site. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers.
All criminal matters, except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act, are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Thanks for staying with us for today's edition of You and the Law. Did you know that the improper disposal of garbage is an offence under the law?
Illegal dumping is very costly. We have to come with heavy-duty equipment, trucks, plus man-hours to deal with these things. The time that it takes for us to come out and, you know, leave our regular duties, it's not helpful for the country.
The National Solid Waste Management Act gives the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, certain powers in relation to the control of litter and litter bugs. Litter or solid waste includes refuse, rubbish, bottles, glass, debris, dirt, rubble, stones, noxious or contained substances or waste matter, or any other matter that defaces, makes untidy, obstructs, or causes nuisance in a public space. A public space is an area or space that is open and generally accessible to the public with or without the payment of a fee, such as squares, gardens, parks, the stadium, beaches, and roads. Under the National Solid Waste Management Act, it is an offence to erect, display, deposit, or fasten, stick, pin, or glue anything in a public space or on any building, wall, fence, or structure adjoining a public space. It is also an offence to throw, drop, deposit, or leave any form of litter in a public space. Anyone who commits any of these offences is liable to a fixed penalty or payment that is non-negotiable. Throwing, dropping, or leaving anything considered litter in a public space attracts a penalty of $2,000. In a case where the premises in question is owned or occupied by another person, throwing, dropping, or leaving litter without the consent of the owner attracts a penalty of $5,000. If a person erects, displays anything in a public space or wall adjoining a public space, which may lead to the defacement of that place, the penalty is $3,000. If a person employs or recruits someone else to do it, that would attract a penalty of $10,000. It is also an offence to break a bottle or glass or item made of glass in a public space without legal permission or a reasonable excuse. That offence attracts a penalty of $5,000. Operating a solid waste disposal facility or site, or collecting, transferring, or managing solid waste without a valid license or certificate is also a breach of the National Solid Waste Management Act. You can find this in Section 45 of the legislation. The penalty is $1 million and/or 9 months in prison.
We have a major initiative that we are working on that will see us with more frequency patrolling and trying to not only identify but to actually catch people when they are in the act, that we can charge them. When that initiative is rolled out, people who practice behavior such as this will find that it is no longer beneficial to do it, because it will be costing them far more than what the tipping fee would cost them.
Members of the public are being urged to pay the $1,000 tipping fee to have their commercial garbage offloaded at any of the major dump sites across the island. Bear in mind that amendments to the National Solid Waste Management Act are to be made, with stronger penalties, including higher fines for illegal disposal of garbage.
If you have construction material or anything, make proper arrangement and dispose of it in a responsible manner. Don't dispose of it irresponsibly by throwing it on the next open lot that you see. That's not helpful to the environment. It is unsightly, it can pose security risk, health risk, and ultimately cost the taxpayers.
Executive Director of the NSWMA, Oli Gordon. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.